Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on News Radio WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Time right now, 10:34. You're tuned to WGNS. Temperature outside, 45 degrees, so kind of chilly out there today. Jim Hargrove from the West Main Mission is our guest this morning. Jim, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I am doing good. Well, before we go on, let's talk just a little bit about the history of West Main Mission and what the West Main Mission does.
All righty. I'd be glad to do that. The West Main Mission has been in operation in Murfreesboro for 36 years, and I have been there 26 of those 36 years. And we still do basically what we started out doing, which is to take in clothing, household items, food items, just about anything that a person would use on their person or in their home. And we distribute that to needy families in Rutherford and Cannon County.
What a rewarding thing to do, because I bet you meet people of all different walks of life on a regular basis.
Yes, we do. The people that support us through finances and through all the clothing and household items that are donated, we do. We meet people from all walks of life, from the very best circumstances in life to some of the most difficult circumstances in life.
And some of those who come to you who are homeless or whatnot, they may have been on top once, but now they have found themselves on the bottom.
Yes, that's very, very true. Many people that we serve that are now homeless, at one time, many of them did have very good jobs and good families, and serious things happened and got out of control, and they found themselves out on the street. And I can't imagine how bad that would feel.
How often do things like drugs and alcohol play a role in a person's life changes, I guess?
Well, many times drugs and alcohol do play a great part in that, especially, of course, when it comes to adults. But I think the most heartbreaking thing is the number of children that suffer from homelessness. They live in their car at night, go to school in our schools during the daytime. And that's a sad situation, but it does happen in Rutherford and Cannon counties.
You know, for the demographic makeup of our community, we really do have a lot of kids who are homeless in both the county and the city schools. And the word homelessness could be defined differently because some of these kids are basically couch surfing with their parents.
Yes.
One night they'll spend the night at a friend's house. The next night it may be at a grandparent's house, but they are literally going from house to house each night.
Yes, they actually are. And I guess, you know, there are several different ways to define homelessness. But to me, if you don't have a permanent place to go to each day, a permanent roof over your head, then you're basically homeless. I mean, it's good if you have a house to house to house that you can go to, but that's not the most ideal situation, especially for children.
You have other kids out there who, while they may have parents and they may have a house, those parents are not parents that are around at all. So these kids may be spending the night at a friend's house every single night because the atmosphere is better and safer there than their own home.
Well, that's actually true, and I think that's probably one of the saddest things that I see on a daily basis is young children that you can look in their eyes and you know that there's so much missing in their life, and they have such desperate need. And I just can't help but think if someone somewhere does not intervene, that child doesn't have much chance in life.
You know, I've been to the Regal Inn, the Murfreesboro Motel, and many other places as well around Rutherford County. And you've got some situations where a mom is raising maybe three kids and there's only one bed in that motel room. And those kids are sleeping on that dirty motel room floor.
Absolutely. And, you know, I understand that at this point in time, motel rooms are being rented without furniture and refrigerators or microwaves, just nothing but a floor and four walls.
Very true. And some of those motel rooms, they have a bed, a mattress in there, but there's no sheets, no pillows. You still have to get all of that on your own.
Yes, absolutely you do. And I just can't imagine my child or your child having to face something like that each day. I don't want to see it to happen, and I do see many kids that are in those circumstances, but I'm glad that we're able to relieve some of their burden and meet so many of their needs.
One of the things that you're able to do at the West Main Mission that will, I think, help out a lot of small children and probably teenagers as well, that is to get them a little something for Christmas.
Yes. As a matter of fact, this year we have 400 kids and young teens that are registered. I have their gifts packed up and on the way. As a matter of fact, they will be delivered Wednesday about 11 o'clock. And this coming Friday, beginning at 9 o'clock, we will start giving out those 400 gifts. But one thing I wanted to mention today is just about every year, or really is every year, around the 21st or 22nd of December, I try to have what's commonly thought of as a last-minute toy store, because I usually get extra gifts that will come in, you know, just right before Christmas. And this year, I have found myself being short of those extra toys. I still plan on having that on Monday the 22nd. But if there's anybody out there that would be willing to bring by a gift for a child or young teen, then we will be there all day long on the 22nd to take care of those that didn't manage to get registered early to take care of their kids at Christmas.
And, of course, the 22nd is a Monday, so that's right. That's next week.
Yes.
You're going to hopefully have a lot of toys coming in on Monday of next week.
Yeah, many times we do once people hear that there's a need there. And, you know, we try our best to get kids registered early if we can. But many times parents think that they're going to be able to take care of everything, and then all of a sudden they get a layoff slip just before Christmas, or an emergency comes along and they're not able to do what they would like to do for their children. So that being the case, they can bring the child's birth certificates and come by the mission, and we'll try our best to be sure that they have Christmas on Christmas Day.
You know, that makes it really tough, a layoff before Christmas. And I'm not suggesting credit card use is good by any stretch of the imagination, but a lot of these folks, they're at a point in their life where they don't even have a credit card. So they couldn't even put a gift on a credit card to make Christmas work for their child. They are in a very sad, desperate situation. And I know it sounds weird to say buying a Christmas gift puts you in a desperate situation, but in reality, every mom or dad out there wants to get their child something special for Christmas because it makes them feel good, makes the kid feel good. And if they can't do that, they almost lose a piece of their self during the Christmas holidays.
It's a very heartbreaking thing to see a parent not be able to give their child a gift. Can I tell you just a little short story?
Sure.
About that? Last year, it was the day that we were giving out our gifts last year, and a young father, a single father, came in, had a little girl about 5 years old, and he said, "I lost my job. I have no money. I cannot get my child a gift. Is there any way that you can help us?" I said, "Well, we don't have a lot left, but we do have some." And I went back to the back and started looking around. And some way, we had, by oversight or whatever the case may be, there was a girl's bicycle sitting back there, brand new bicycle, just the size for this little five-year-old girl. And I didn't want her to see it, but I didn't know how else I was going to get it to the dad. So I brought it out, and I said, "This is for her," speaking to the dad. And I set it up at the front of the mission there. Cutest thing I believe I've ever seen. This little girl, you know how us guys kick the tires? You know, when we go look at cars? This little girl, she walked up to that bicycle. She looked at the back. She looked at the front. She looked at both sides. And then she walks up and kicks the tires. And she looks at me and says, "Is this for me?" My heart melted at that point. And I said, "Yes, sweetie, this is for you. This is from Santa Claus."
That's awesome. And hopefully you'll have another story like that this time around as well.
Absolutely. I hope so. I sure do.
Do you need any volunteers for anything right now for any of our listeners out there?
Well, we do need volunteers really on a regular basis. And I would just like to briefly mention that if anyone out there could work 3 or 4 hours one day a week, or if they could work a full day one day per week, if they would give us a call at West Main Mission at 893-8912, I'd love to talk to them about that, because we do have some volunteer opportunities.
And again, the West Main Mission is an organization that has been here for how many years, you'd say?
36 years now.
36 years.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been since, 70-something, I guess?
Yeah, 1979.
Okay. What an awesome organization, though. I mean, you just serve the basic needs of people who can't afford to find those needs met.
Yes. What we do is it's not glamorous or you know, anything, I guess, that you might write home about, as we say. But we meet the basic needs that people have, food, clothing, and shelter. And, you know, you can't teach a child much of anything if he has an empty belly. If he's hungry, it's hard to get a child or even an adult to learn anything, and they desperately need to learn. But we want to be sure they're fed so that they can't learn.
You know, that's a very good point, and that's something everybody can relate to. We've skipped a meal, you know, during the day at some point, and you get grumpy. You know, that's one thing. You lose insight as to what your focus should be on by the end of the day. You're frazzled. I mean, without food, it's hard to function properly at all.
Yeah, absolutely. That ad on TV about the Snickers bar illustrates that really well. You know, we do get grumpy when we get hungry.
Very, very true. And sometimes just a meal helps to cheer somebody up.
Oh, yes, absolutely it does. I brighten up people's lives every day because we do take out lunches 5 days per week at the mission. We typically serve 60 to 70 lunches per day, and believe me, it makes a difference in their lives.
Where all do you take the food?
They come to us to pick it up. We don't have the ability to deliver it, but we have lunches. They can come in, sign their name on a sign-in sheet, and we'll give them a lunch that they can take with them and go on their way and do what else they need to do.
Like in a styrofoam to-go container of some kind?
In a styrofoam to-go container, yes.
I bet people like that.
Yes, they do. And, you know, we have regulations and codes to follow. And we don't have the space for people to sit down and eat in our facility. So they pretty much have to take it with them. That keeps us, you know, in line with the codes of the city of Murfreesboro. And it meets the need that they have all at the same time. So it works well for everyone.
Something else you're looking for at the West Main Mission is a replacement. You're going to retire.
I'm looking for a replacement. I do want to retire as soon this coming year as I can. So if anyone out there is looking for a great job of service, give me a call at 893-8912 at West Main Mission. You know, of course, I've been a bivocational pastor for the last 35 years, and that has worked so well for me. The mission and pastoring the church just goes hand in hand. And taking on a small church, as I did 35 years ago, and working with the mission has really turned out well. I used to be what I call a normal preacher. I pastored full-time for the first 10 years I was in the ministry. But then the Lord led me to serve in churches that had a hard time getting a pastor, and that meant I had to get another job. So mission work fell in line with that greatly.
How often do you hear about other pastors who they start off with a church and everything, then they become missionaries of some sort, doing work like what you're doing?
Absolutely. It happens many, many times. And you just really can't separate mission work from church work.
Yeah, I bet. And I'm sure as a pastor, you can get burned out just like anybody else can working at a single church.
Oh, sure. Absolutely you can. It's a huge challenge to pastor a church, whether it's large or small. And it's a huge challenge to try to meet the needs of so many people that we have in poverty in our area. But we serve just over 2,000 individual families in Rutherford and Cannon County each year. And this is individual families that I'm talking about. We have that many that are in need here.
Wow, that's awesome. And again, if anybody wants to volunteer or if they're interested in maybe working there.
Absolutely.
And leading the organization, what is the number to call?
It's 893-8912, West Main Mission.
And as we close out this morning, everybody's invited to drop off some new toys there at the West Main Mission. The pickup day for those to come by is the 22nd.
The 22nd.
Mm-hmm. So if you're able to go out and maybe buy, a G.I. Joe or something of the sorts, get it at, you know, $10, $20, and then bring it by the mission.
Absolutely, and we'll be assured that a needy child gets it.
Do the gifts need to be wrapped or unwrapped?
It's usually better if they're unwrapped. That way we can be sure about the age that we need to match them up with.
And then what's going to happen? Is a parent going to come in and say, you know, here's what I'm looking for. I don't have any money. Can you help me out?
Yes. All I need from them is just to bring the child's birth certificate. So we need to know that the child exists.
Yeah.
You know, it's just good business, and we are a business even though we are a charity. we just need to be sure that the child that we're getting something to really needs it.
Sounds good. Again, that's at the West Main Mission. Give us your location, if you would.
It's 1400 B West College Street in Murfreesboro, better known as Old Nashville Highway.
Sounds great. Again, Jim Hargrove with us today from the West Main Mission. Time right now, 10:49. That is going to do it for today's show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.